Someday, I would be one of those rich fuckers who called little shits like me to come and clean their messes. I didn't care how many lives I had to take to feel some of that warmth. A fire on cold, dark nights like this. Ultimately, this world was all about survival of the fittest, and I was going to be one of them. As if thinking that conjured my target from the depths of the shadows, a car finally appeared along the edge of the property I'd been hunkered down in for the last half a day. Hours and hours. I'd fucking waited for this motherfucker, and now he was about to be mine. The town car moved slowly up the snow-lined pathway towards the manor house at the end. I didn't know who this guy was. That wasn't part of my job. All I knew was that if I did this right, then Pirelli wasn't the only one who'd want my skills. Someone bigger and far scarier than him would. Raffaello Price, the head of the Price family syndicate. He'd already said as much during our single interaction. My finger moved calmly over the trigger of the Remington 700 Sniper chassis. A gift. A game changer. I don't know what the man had seen in me the day he'd caught sight of me outside of Jason Pirelli's mansion. I'd only been there out of curiosity, hoping that maybe Pirelli had an opening as a guard. More solid work. Even if I was just cannon fodder, I couldn't take much more of living in a rat and roach-infested studio. I wasn't just hungry. I was mad with starvation. I wanted more. More money, more chances. More of a better fucking life than the one I'd been dealt. Maybe something in my expression had tipped him off, but as it stood, he'd made a deal with Pirelli to give me an opportunity to take out a target that both of them wanted rid of. Then again, maybe for a change, I'd actually gotten lucky because it seemed to me that with the impending second child from his very pregnant wife, Raffaello had been kinder than any mafia man I'd met before him. He'd given me this gun, silencer and all, and promised me that if I managed to pull this off, there would be more work for me in the future. Work that would take me out of the dark and push me into the blood-soaked light. The car continued around the path, stopping as it neared the front of the building. My breath was harsh in my lungs, burning a path up my windpipe as the cold air seared the insides of my throat. Inhale, exhale. So close. Almost there. My eyes landed on the back door as the driver stopped the car and got out, circling the vehicle until he got to the back side. A dark head of hair appeared, and then the man's face was turned upward as he took a look at the darkened hull of the countryside mansion, a supposed safe house that he had no clue was already compromised. It struck a desolate figure against a backdrop of black woods and white snow. I closed one eye and captured the man in my sight. He didn't know it yet, but he was the key to a better future for myself. One little bullet hole in his head would cost me nothing and him everything.
"Everyone takes from someone else to give themselves more," Raffaello had said to me. "Don't think that we are any different. If you want something, take it. Fuck the rest."
I wanted it, all right. I wanted it so fucking bad that I was sleepless with the desire. More than sex. More than pain. I wanted power. Control. All of it I'd never had before. The man moved away from the car as the back door was closed. One. He glided away from his man and towards the steps leading to the mansion's entrance. Two. He didn't look around, likely secure in his knowledge that he'd made it, that he was safe. Three. He was wrong. I pulled the trigger, and the rifle jerked, a pop going off next to my ear, much quieter than it would have been without the silencer, sounding more like a thud than the pow it should have been. Several yards in the distance, the man's head jerked down, and for a moment, his body suspended in the air. It was as if he was still alive for the briefest of seconds, and he couldn't quite believe what had happened. Then, ultimately, the target's body crumpled to the ground. His knees hit first, then his chest, and finally, the crack of his skull as it bounced off the step.